USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are worrying more about inflation. That's according to a new study from the Fed Reserve Bank of New York, which showed inflation expectations for the year ahead jumped to nearly 6% in October, while the three-year outlook increased over 3%. NASA is moving forward with its launch plans this week for the Artemis 1 mission to the moon. Officials say the team started reporting to their stations at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida earlier Monday. Engineers want to fully resolve an electrical issue ahead of the liftoff in 2 days. As votes continue to be counted over the weekend, welcome news for Democrats on Capitol Hill.
While Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win in Nevada, the Democrats will get a much-needed boost if Senator Raphael Warnock wins in the Georgia runoff race with Herschel Walker December 6th. The ability to pass key legislation and fill court vacancies may depend on it. The House majority is still undecided at this hour. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ukrainian troops have liberated the city of Kherson from Russian occupation. In Indonesia on Monday, President Joe Biden says this win is significant for Ukraine.
I think it's hard to tell at this point exactly what it means in terms of, but I've been very clear that we're going to continue to provide the capability for the Ukrainian people to defend themselves.
Jay Leno says he's okay after he suffered burns to his face due to a car fire. TMZ reporting Leno was in the Los Angeles garage where he stores his cars when one of them erupted into flames. He suffered burns on the left side of his face, but no damage was done to his eye or ear. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Residents of Kherson are celebrating after Ukrainian troops liberated the city from Russian occupation. Visiting the city on Monday, President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russian troops committed a number of atrocities in the city.
It's about hundreds. I don't know exactly what they.
He says they have found bodies of both civilian and military personnel. Russian troops also targeted and destroyed essential infrastructure as they left the city. Moscow denies targeting civilians. Arizona is one of the last states to be counting votes. On Fox News, Arizona AG Mark Brnovich says that he wishes to adopt Florida's voting laws.
I think 2 years ago I described it as a cluster, so I'm running out of adjectives. The bottom line is this, is the election officials always have excuses. I remind folks that incompetence is not a crime. And frankly, I think we should just get Florida's election laws and just copy them, just delete Florida and put Arizona in.
Arizona's gubernatorial race is still undecided. While the U.S. Senate race was called for Democrat Mark Kelly, votes are still being counted. Week 10 of the NFL season wraps up with the only unbeaten team, the Philadelphia Eagles, hosting the Washington Commanders. That game set to kick off just after 6:15 p.m. on ESPN. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.